On today's Spit Hits, you know we always have to ask the important questions. Things like, if you could make one law, what would it be? Or would you rather always shake a sweaty hand or always have to chest bump somebody when you meet them in a room? These are
life's important questions.
Altering questions. It's very important. And we draft the best smells. Look, if you're hungry, you should probably grab something to eat while you listen to this podcast. Do not pause this. Get the food. Listen up. Enjoy the show.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Playing the hits. That was a classic Holloway scat intro.
I forgot it was me.
You didn't look at the screen and see yourself on the
No, I'm not that shot? Narcissistic, Mike.
I saw
you. I don't
you see.
I'm always looking at the screen.
I only see other people. I don't see myself. You see what I mean?
Mm.
So like when you're on there and there's nobody else, you see other people.
I see.
You look at that screen and you go, I see. That's Samuel L. Jackson. I see other people.
It's a condition.
Does your wife know about this?
Treated.
Does your wife know you see other people? Hold on.
My wife.
Well, you said you see other
people. I thought I lived with Kevin Bacon.
Are you a vampire?
I don't know, Mike. How do you know?
Because
I don't eat people.
No. Vampires don't eat people.
I don't drink people.
That is not a thing.
No, but when they don't reflect. So if you're in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're not there, you only see other people. You're very pasty.
You are known for being very pasty.
No, I'm letting you finish the insult, mm-hmm. Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the Spitballers Pod. We have a Would You Rather, a Situation Room, and a wonderful draft on the show today. Last week's draft really went off the rails in terms of intelligence. We manifested many of the qualities of geniuses during that show.
No.
Especially Mike. So I encourage you to go listen.
I think you're talking about the
two weeks ago.
Right?
Yes, that is what I was talking about. Sorry. I'm remembering 2 weeks ago when we had a very crazy, crazy draft. Welcome in. At the top of the show, you heard Jason talk about something brand new. Now, the fans of the show, you've asked for a few things. And one of the things that you talk about is, hey, you'd love to have more episodes. Well, the pathway to doing more with this show, which takes time and resources, couple producers, hosting, bandwidth, all that stuff. Part of the process of getting where you want to go with this show was kind of spinning up a formal community for the Spitwads. So we've done that. You can go to spitballerspod.com. You can become a member of the official community, and you get access to the full archive of shows. Everything that we ever do will be ad-free on the community, so you can subscribe to the premium content. So check that out. We encourage you to. You can also follow us on Twitter, at SpitballersPod. We appreciate all the reviews, the support. This is show 57-ish. 57-ish.
There is
a missing episode
from what we hear. We don't understand why or how.
If we find it, we might tell you. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Had to double tap over there.
Not everything's perfect, Mike. I don't see perfect people.
I don't see my iPad. Have you thought about going to the eye doctor?
Yeah,
a lot of eye problems going on.
I don't see.
Period.
Justin from Twitter wrote in a would you rather question. He wants us to tackle this one, guys. Would you rather dress like a toddler or talk like a toddler for the rest of your life?
Woof.
Now, I'm a little confused here because we dressed our toddlers like super chic, awesome looking kids.
Is toddler two to three years old?
Yeah, toddler is.
When they're up and they're walking, but they are toddling around.
More like one to two.
I always view a toddler as you walk, but you still poop in your pants.
Yeah, I agree with
if
that.
If you're out of the diaper, you're kind of a little kid. If you're still walking around in the diaper and pooping in your pants, you're a toddler.
I don't disagree. I think that means you're probably wearing
a diaper.
A diaper.
Yeah, I just realized that. That's going to be a problem.
You need to...
Or a solution, which depending on your perspective.
So wait, that begs a second question. If you were forced to wear a diaper...
Of course he would.
Would you use the diaper?
Of course he would.
Oh, heck
no.
Yeah, man. Dude, if I was forced to wear a diaper, and I, like, not like, oh, you got to wear a diaper down the street. Is
no, no, no.
Gag.
You have to
like,
wear it every day, all day long.
Wear a diaper all
Come
day long.
Come on.
Why would I not
We use... would not be friends.
You wouldn't know?
I would know.
I would not number two. I would okay. not number two.
A little one-ski.
A little one-ski. You wouldn't know the difference. I was sitting in my chair.
A little one ski, I can maybe, if you're not sloshing around, I might be okay.
You just see Jason, a smile slowly forming across his face.
I shake when I
Oh,
go.
Yeah, the chill
so
at the end.
Know, yeah.
You'd give yourself away.
No, I would definitely pee my pants.
So wait, is this now becoming a would you rather dress like a toddler? That's a perk.
Right.
Versus talk like a toddler, that's a negative.
I'm just trying to find the positive of talking like a toddler.
There's none.
But if I dress like a toddler, I get to pee my pants anywhere I want.
If you
Mike, a lot of overalls.
Mike is a man of few words. Anyway, you don't like talking. So in this case, when you go into Starbucks as a toddler, you could just say, drink, drink, drink.
No, there are few,
wah-wah.
There are few things that grind my gourd.
You couldn't go gears?
No, everyone says grind my gears.
That, for a reason.
So he's talking like a toddler over here.
That snips my satchel like a toddler, like the toddler talk.
Really?
Especially.
Kids
look,
learning.
Not a two-year-old. Really, it's once they're old enough and you know they talk, but then they just revert on purpose. And I cannot handle baby talk.
Yeah.
The sweet nothings of the two young lovebirds when they start doing baby talking.
Goo, 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 goo.
Hey,
Schmoopy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Schmoopy.
I have never wanted to punch other people and myself in the face.
So here's my favorite part of this story, Mike. My favorite part of the story is the fact that, now, in this hypothetical, well, sure, we could talk like a toddler. But the only people, for the most part, that you see really talking like this are toddlers. And so you're
Mike
saying,
hates
are you
toddlers.
He wants to punch toddlers.
And himself.
I just said the young lovebirds that they do the baby talk to each other and the children who are old enough to know better.
Oh, Mikey.
Yeah.
Aww,
oh, dude.
Scooby, come on.
I Mikey. Can't handle it.
Can I get a little answer wanser?
No.
No? Aww.
No.
I'm making a pee pee wee wee.
If you have to say that every time, you don't get to do one skis or two skis. You know, if you're going, I'm having
a poo poo doo doo. Whoopsies.
Yeah, yellow. Oops.
I'm taking the dress like a toddler.
I think I have to.
You can't talk like a toddler.
No, it's wrong.
Stop.
Charles from Twitter, would you rather always shake a sweaty hand?
Oh. That is not fun.
Or always have to chest bump everyone.
Now
we go on tour for our show, like the Fantasy Footballers.
Sure.
And we do meet and greets after every live show. They're you know, you shake a lot of hands. In fact, I even told Jason this the other day. I said, my hand's a little sore because we ran into a group of
your
like...
Your hand got sore.
Because I felt like we ran through a group of like Marines that were... They had a real strong
His
shake.
His little handy-windy got really sore.
I think that speaks to your grip strength during a handshake.
Right.
My grip strength's fine.
Clearly it's not.
This wasn't Mike Tyson.
My grip strength doesn't stop their grip strength.
It does. If you are able to match their squeeze... Then everything is okay. If they are establishing dominance in the handshake, your hand gets hurt.
So I need to shake harder.
Yes.
No, you.
But
need
we do
no,
run into sweaty hands. Sometimes.
No limp fish handshake.
Oh, I limp fish. Do you not get out of the way? Get out of the county. I don't need you. Of all the people on earth, the limp four finger fish handshake. I will have you escorted out to Tent City.
Here's the worst thing. So we're doing these hundreds of handshakes, right? And I'm with you guys, right? You need a nice, sturdy, firm handshake. And nothing is worse than when me, a great handshaker,
uh-huh.
goes in and I accident, you know what I mean? Like you mess
oh,
up.
Oh, you get grabbed too soon.
And, yes. Yeah. And so then I give the
yes.
little.
The now little, you're the fish.
And now yes. I give the wet fish handshake. I'm like, no, no. And in my head, I'm thinking.
Redo.
I'm
not, did you say wet fish? Are you a sweaty?
I'm
Are you
usually
a sweaty handshake?
But no, I don't think I sweat in the palms. I don't think my hands sweat. But yeah, I hate when I am the floppy fish handshake.
Because of speed. You need to handshakes yes. are complicated.
They
so it
are.
Needs to be firm and you gotta get it in there quick. This is why I go fist bump.
There's nothing wrong at all going the fist bump.
Well, no. But do you go chest bump? Because that's the question.
Yeah.
And that would get old.
That would get old. And that would be uncomfortable with some people.
Yeah. And right? in funerals.
Nana?
Yeah, Nana. And Nana,
what's
the
up,
chest
Nana?
Bump. Blah!
Nana's on the ground.
How's your hip, Nana?
It would be awkward at weddings when you have that whole, like, the bride and groom
greeting
walk
the bride.
Through. Greeting the bride and groom.
Yes.
Doubled. The groom, okay, whatever. The bride,
we
uh-oh.
Now pronounce you man and wife. You may walk. As they're walking down, you just jump out
chest
the
bump.
Seat.
The sweaty handshake, we run into them, is my point.
Well,
obviously, people are very nervous to meet us. We're incredible.
Yeah, we are very
intimidating
awesome.
From a physical perspective.
Handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. But always shaking a sweaty hand?
Ugh.
I would need a lot of hand sanitizer on me.
So is this, we are the sweaty hand, or we every handshake that we shake is
Al
sweaty?
Borland, can you weigh in here?
Everybody whose hand you shake, their hand is sweaty.
Oh, my gosh. That's tough when we do hundreds of handshakes.
Yeah.
Because then,
so many hands.
Do you realize what happens?
I'll cast my arm, man. I'll pretend I broke it.
That means that everyone thinks that we're the sweaty hand person after the first three. Because, you know.
Because we're translating the sweat from that first guy or every guy.
But this just gives me a great excuse to wear fingerless gloves.
You've been waiting for a while.
This is your moment.
As a young lad, there was not much cooler than the fingerless gloves.
Have you thought about buying a motorcycle? That could give
a
reason.
No, I don't
what
buy
about
a motorcycle.
Being an Uber driver, because we had an Uber driver last week with fingerless gloves.
It's true. Racing gloves.
And he looked awesome. Or like he shakes a lot of sweaty hands.
Where does that come from? What
I'm
is the
not
actual,
sure.
Is the purpose motorcycle riding?
Yeah, I believe that's where the fashion became cool.
Mm. But those are like leather. Not like mittens without fingers.
No, it's not the mitten where the cap comes on. These are, they're intentionally, they've cut them off. Because I need gloves,
do you wear
but
toe-
I also need the tactile
do you wear toe-less
sensation.
Socks?
Fingerless mittens would be the stupidest thing in the world.
Because there's no,
my
like,
hands need to be warm, but not too, I need some of them to be freezing, parts to be sweating.
Would you wear?
It's like one leg out at night, Jason. It
well,
solves so many problems.
Dude, I go feet out. I'm covered in blankets, feet exposed.
Feet only.
Feet only. Yes, I have feet out. That's a true story.
I'm always most comfortable feet out. I am the guy that, at the hotel, first thing I do is pull all the sheets off the bed. I can't have them tucked in.
Because they're trying to suffocate you.
Yes, they're
animals.
What
is the deal with that?
I don't know.
Why are they tucked in so ferociously?
People like it cozy, Mike. Some people think...
That's not cozy.
Short people like it cozy. Tall people don't want to be stuck in there.
You make fun of me for being shorter than you.
Jason, answer Andy's question.
No, it's still prison. It's prison either way. I don't want to go to jail in my hotel bed. You've got to untuck those sheets. It's ridiculous.
Now, have you ever worn the socks that have the individual toe spots?
I've never done it.
That seems dangerous.
I would do that and then cut them off.
Your toes?
Yes.
Yeah, no, like all my toes. I've had enough of these.
Get these off of here.
These socks make me want to cut my toes off.
I think I have to, man. Both of these are going to be awkward forever in social situations.
Got
to
shake
a
sweaty hand.
Sweaty hand because I can't. I could get punched for the chest bump.
I'm going to go chest bump. I recognize that it could start a fight. I recognize some guy is going to be like, bro, why'd you chest bump my girl? And be like, I was just saying hi. This is how I do.
It's how I do it.
Well, to be fair, he would also get a chest bump.
That's right. And I would lovingly give him a chest bump. I'm giving everybody chest bump. I'm the chest bump
guy.
It
could be your thing. It should be your thing now. Like when fans of the
you
show.
Think so?
When fans of the show come up and say, oh, is it Jason from the Fantasy Footballers?
Now,
from the Spitballers podcast?
Are we talking...
Chest bump.
A chest bump where you're calling your shot, where they see you approaching and you're pointing up in the air.
Yes.
And then if they don't jump,
I'm
it's
landing
chest
on
to
them.
Face.
That's right. That's what it always will be. I'm choosing chest bump.
I'm
hopefully
going sweaty
chest
hand.
To chest.
And Mike, your sweaty hand?
Yeah.
All right, Nelly from the website. All right. Didn't have any 90s Nelly references.
I was waiting.
They thought ran, you were going to go into one.
They ran through my head.
Not all of them are very appropriate.
I couldn't find one to land on.
Would you rather have your name constantly be butchered by people? Jason. Or meet everyone you meet. Or never be able to land a high five. Oof. So this is very interesting because these two are kind of...
A lot of social etiquette going on this show, because one who cannot land a high five, that is quite an embarrassing social stature.
If your name's always butchered, that is different than just on first meeting. Because if you correct, you can correct anybody on your first meet. Oh, it's actually Andy. Oh, it's actually Andrew. But if that person now butchers your name forevermore, like we have one of the writers for our... Our show, our editor, Kyle Borgogin.
The Borgogin, yes.
He loves that. He loves having his name butchered.
It's actually Borgogin.
Yes. It is French Canadian.
That's right. Bonjour.
Bonjour. But this would be every time. I mean, this is like your friends, your family, the 50th time. Your mom's butchering your name.
But that's fine. Because the thing is that doesn't reflect poorly to me. Like,
that's on you.
That's on them. They're the mistake. If I'm the bad high five guy, that's on me. That's like, dude, just hit my hand. And you can't. You miss it every time. That's a I'm at fault.
That's true.
I feel like in most things,
I would
rather.
Do you butcher your own name when you introduce yourself, though?
Well, of course.
Borland?
Yeah, I think you'd have to.
So,
people you meet.
Like, no, hi, I'm Randy. Jason. I'm Jason.
It's not you. It's everyone else.
Yeah, it's just the people that you meet.
Then I will go butcher.
I'll go to the butcher.
Would you rather be a butcher or always miss a high five?
Okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Would you rather be a butcher or always miss high fives? Because here's the deal. I'm a butcher, I'm not a podcaster.
Right.
I love my job.
And you're not just a butcher for a day or two. You're a butcher for life.
And that's
You've got a life contract.
You can have a good... That's a good job. Make no mistake. We're not bad
butchers. Though. Butchers are the ones that really want that job.
Right. Butchers love being butchers. That's something you don't... If you ever see a butcher at your local deli, just go up to them and say, hey, man, congrats. Because you know...
Have you ever met a melancholy butcher?
No. I've never met. Butchers are the best.
Actually, the last butcher I met, very melancholy.
For real?
Here's your ribeye.
No. I went to get some 4th of July stuff a while back.
Four flanks.
I've never been handed four Italian sausages in a more regrettable, melancholy fashion.
On the 4th?
Yes. Was it on was the 4th?
Well, come on! You're mad at the guy? You're calling him out? He has to work on the holiday?
How dare you
not monster.
Happily hand me my meat on the 4th of July while you're forced to work?
Sir, don't you love America?
How melancholy can you be?
Okay, spell watch. Okay, on non-holidays, go up to your butcher in your deli and say, congratulations. On holidays,
On Christmas Day for my roast, and he was super bummed out about it.
Don't go up and say congratulations when they're working on the 4th or on Christmas. Go up and say, thank you for your butcher services.
For your butcher services.
Oh, I almost got a spit take from mine.
Almost. Right.
So I will go the name butchered route. What do you guys think?
I will not be butchered. I like my job. I'm not going to be a butcher, so I will lose on high fives.
All right.
Spitwads, look, athletes, they work hard to keep their bodies at peak performance, and it's time we treat mental health the same way. It is important. You got to keep your body in shape, and you got to keep your mental health right. We exercise, we take supplements, and we eat right to get the bodies going. And therapy can have the same game-changing effect on your mental health. Treat your brain like a muscle and give it the same level of care as the rest of your body with Talkspace. Talkspace is it's a fantastic resource because they help match you with a licensed therapist, and they help you easily schedule a session to get in there and work through things. There's no shame in the game of working through your problems. Reaching out for support, it's like using a strategic timeout, whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, other struggles. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you work through it. Like I said, thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with. Work through those problems. Anxiety, depression, it's not a joke, and you can get through it. And Talkspace is here to help you do that. If you feel like your mental health has been stuck on the sidelines, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BALLERS. That's $100 off when you use the code BALLERS at Talkspace.com.
The Situation Room.
All right, into the Situation Room we go. By the way, if you are out there listening, Spitballers fan, and you do like fantasy football, we have a fantasy football podcast called The Fantasy Footballers.
Hey.
And it is almost football season, is my point. This show's coming out. We're probably into camp now, so you can check that out as well. All right, situation number one. Derek from Twitter has a question. You are given the opportunity to write one law that takes place immediately, and everyone is required to follow.
Mm-hmm.
What law do you write?
Oh, great power.
Goodness. So I can
write
any law.
This is almost a genie
law.
Situation.
This
almost.
Is almost. It's not magical.
No.
But I can make any law
mm.
come into existence. The
selfless or selfish?
Yeah, I mean, you could go for the people. You could go the people for me.
People don't always follow laws, though.
That's true. No, but you can throw them in jail.
For not worshiping you, you as king?
Well, if I were to be someone who were to write the worship law of me, I can tell you right now, the punishment for said law?
Death.
Well, I mean, it's treason. So, yeah, I look. But I'm not going to write that law.
No, you would never.
No. That just comes naturally.
That with my second law, if I ever came around, then I'm doing it.
Man, so
this is a difficult one.
I could get Priuses off the road. That'd be awesome.
Which you've brought up before.
I have brought that
sweet
up.
Sweet potatoes.
I'm just trying to think.
I mean, you could get rid of them.
What if you just say that if you have a Prius, you are required by law, you must go 13 over the speed limit.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That would fix it.
Because they're actually good for the environment.
I don't have any problem with the vehicle. It's a good vehicle.
I'm going social experiment.
When humans get in that vehicle. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Here's the new law.
Okay.
The law is that you don't have to pay taxes ever if you eat one spider a day on camera. So you just...
That's just a very anti-Jason law.
You have to eat a spider.
So I have to pay taxes every
day. Your government is crumbling in 2 weeks.
And you will not pay taxes.
All the spiders are gone.
Think about it. You could
clear. But what is? Let me ask this.
What is eating a spider? You put it in your mouth.
Oh, I know about eating spiders. What is the benefit to the country?
I said social experiment. The benefit is, what are you willing to do to avoid taxes? I'm really asking a would you rather question in the form of a law. I think that's what just happened.
I will eat a spider every day.
Would you?
Yes.
So you would eat a spider every day to not pay taxes.
Yeah.
Does it have to be alive or
you
got to
hunt them yourself.
See, that makes it a little bit more difficult. What if I breed them?
That's tough. You could breed them.
Okay.
Then you're a spider breeder that eats spiders every day.
Do you eat them alive or dead? That's the deal breaker.
You would
for me.
Eat. You're that pro spider that you would be able to put one
a live spider in your mouth?
Yeah. Taxes. Come on, man.
So taxes are worse than eating spiders. Wow. Borland, which direction
would you go?
I think
we could put a poll out and then I think it would be pretty unanimous.
Eating spiders, 365 spiders a year, or paying taxes?
I'd be paying taxes, unfortunately.
I would be paying some Mondo taxes.
And your taxes would be even higher because I'm not paying any of them.
They all fall on my shoulders now.
Same amount of taxes have to be paid. That's the law I'm passing, and I don't care what you have to say about it.
All right. That's your law. I think for my law, so I'm going to stick with cars.
Ooh.
I think
mine's a car one as well. We're just conversing.
All right. I am getting rid of the speed limit.
Steering wheels.
Oh, you're going Autobahn.
I'm going Autobahn. Look, I trust myself enough to be able to speed wherever I want. I'm going to get myself a nice fast car. I'm going to get everywhere I want quicker. I'm never going to have to be looking out for all the radars.
I experienced your world.
Yeah.
This morning. Because I was I was turning right to go into our complex at the intersection, and a motorcyclist came through that intersection at a rate of speed that basically knocked my car on its ass. I'm talking unbelievable speed. This man is deceased right now somewhere in Arizona, probably over 500 miles away from here, at this speed. But it was scary. I don't trust you.
Hmm.
Well, I don't trust that law.
You can look. There's just because I removed
the
speed limit.
I thought the Autobahn was super safe.
Yeah, it is. But just because I removed the speed limit doesn't mean you have to drive like a maniac. You could drive your standard 12 miles an hour, Andy.
The Autobahn is a freeway.
Yes.
His rule applies
everywhere.
Wait, so
everywhere. You're going global?
I am going.
So school zone. No more school zones.
I'm going everywhere outside of like residential.
That would include the school zone.
No,
sometimes.
School zones have.
So everything's off limits.
That's a problem. Because if I'm coming up to a school zone and I'm driving 115, I mean, that's a big problem.
I will protect the schools, Mike. I have a platform for running for president.
You do.
I will protect education in this country. The problem is I want to get my kids to school quicker.
So you can drive as fast as you want nowhere.
I can drive as fast as I want. Wherever I want, unless I'm going to school, in which case I got to slow down a little bit beforehand.
All right. Mike, do you have any ideas?
The only thing that's coming to my head, for, I don't know, whatever reason. Traffic lights, okay, when it is the red arrow, but there is not the option for it to turn into the flashing yellow light. It's infuriating.
It's like, I could go here. Nobody's coming.
Yeah, you just want to fix that one little issue.
Because I think this can actually get done. It's not outlandish.
You can do anything. This gives you...
You want to know a real...
No more sitting at a stupid red turn arrow that without the option for the yield to start flashing.
It's not bad. If you want a real... You want to start with some real legislation that could help the world? How about this? Fast food drinks, 16 ounces or less. All of them. Everywhere.
Now you're slipping into a... That's rough, man.
Them's fighting words.
People were not happy when those laws started getting passed.
Oh, I know they're not happy. But they're not as fat. And that is...
Soda is rough.
Yeah.
Speaking of soda, I could go for a cool, refreshing Pepsi.
Could I do something where Hostess apple pies have to
be... Oh, double their size.
No. The size
he
is
wants
perfect.
The proportions the same.
I just want them everywhere. I don't want to be able to go to
you
a place of business.
You must offer them.
You must offer Hostess apple pies.
If you sell food.
No. How dare you? Because if I go somewhere that doesn't sell food, I want Hostess apple pies. So basically, if you are a business, you now sell food because you sell Hostess apple pies.
Every operating taxable business must sell Hostess apple
pies. Are you a CPA? When I go to get my taxes
done.
Sir,
would you like a water? Or a Hostess apple pie.
I will take
$1.25.
I will take four Hostess apple pies, please. And yes, that water
pay
will
taxes.
Be necessary.
You could either not pay taxes at all if you don't eat Hostess apple pies that year.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, I'll tell you what.
You like Hostess apple
pies
that much.
Yes. I like Hostess apple pies enough to eat them
for thousands of
on
dollars.
On the black market. I am going, I'm smuggling these things in where nobody can see. I'm taking it down like my Hawaiian rolls into some recess of my house. I'm eating them there. I'm lying on my taxes saying, I didn't eat no Hostess apple pies.
With it dripping down his face.
And they're going to say, sir, you're 325 pounds. I know you've eaten Hostess apple pies.
We know it didn't come from the soda.
For the moral dilemma of your wife catching you eating black market apple pies.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
She has to decide.
Do I tell?
Do I do the patriotic thing and turn my husband into the law?
And pay taxes now. All right, new situation. Josh from Twitter. You're being forced to replace your other two co-hosts with two characters from your favorite sitcoms. Who are you bringing in to replace them
Andy
with?
Andy Dwyer. I call Andy Dwyer for one of you two. Mike, you are now Andy from
Parks and Rec.
Yes.
You realize that they have to be able to do this job.
Dude, he would do this job so far better than you or me or Andy.
So you've got Andy Dwyer.
The job here is to entertain.
I don't think he would be on time and be able to hold down a conversation on the microphone.
Michael Scott, George Costanza. There are my two.
Michael Scott and George Costanza.
It's going to be explosive. It's going to be filled with facts.
That would be so explosive. Those two together would be incredible. So I've still got to find someone. So I like what you've done, Andy. You have made a mixture that could explode.
Yeah, I want something that's going to end up in the press every day because Michael Scott's going to come in here. He's going to make some claims that are factually inaccurate. George Costanza is going to lose his mind about those.
Wow.
And I'm just going to be here hosting like I do.
All right, so I still need one. You need two.
Also,
Mike.
I currently have George Costanza and Michael Scott as co-hosts.
I am.
Which one are you? I don't know.
I'm taking Andy Samberg's Jake character from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, so good.
Because he is going to be hilarious. And he's also smart.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good cop.
He's good at his job.
And then I'm also going to bring in Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, that'd be very good. Very
I was hoping
good.
You were going Charlie from Charlie Brown.
Oh, that would
the
make...
famous sitcom Charlie Brown. Yeah,
that's what was running through
the
my
laugh
head.
Track was so good in that show.
See, I'm
I'm
gonna bring in. Oh, dude, I'm getting ran over by a Lexus.
Wait, you guys,
you're just bringing Parks and Rec. Why don't you just do a Parks and Rec podcast?
Yeah, that,
we should do a park.
he tries to claim one Parks and Rec character so fast that we can't claim him because it's so highly competitive
that's
for
right.
him. Then he goes. John Ralphio
and Andy Dwyer. We will have a banger of a podcast.
I like that. All right, one more situation, then we're into our draft. Peter from Twitter. You hear a knock at the door.
Oh. Hello.
It is death.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's the Grim Reaper.
It has come to take you.
It's unfortunate.
Before he does... He gives you a chance to save your life by challenging him in a retro video game of your choice.
Oh, all right. So where do I dominate?
Super
what
Smash Bros. 64.
Pick, Mike.
It's done. Super Smash Bros. 64.
Are you still good at it?
I
would you believe that if you sat down? Because I hear you challenging people to that sometimes.
Yes, I firmly believe.
It would be quick.
That I could sit down and I would be up to speed in two matches. And Super Smash Bros. 64, it's on, I'm on record. I will play as Fox McCloud, and I will take on anyone, anywhere. By anywhere, I mean if you come to Arizona, we will play Super Smash Bros.
All
64.
All expenses not paid.
Yeah.
I know mine, but go ahead, Jay.
I will go Tecmo Super Bowl or Super Tecmo Bowl, whichever, if you want to be a stickler about
now,
it.
Now, I hope you name it. And then he's like, that game doesn't exist, and he just kills you.
Yeah, that'd probably happen. He's probably a stickler, huh?
Death is a stickler.
With death on the line, would you really want to go with a sports game that still has a bit of
luck factor,
of computer luck built into it?
Well, so here's the thing.
Like, uh-oh, a fumble happened.
Right, I totally get that. My life is in the hands of Tecmo. But I don't know. So, like... If I could use a game genie, there are a lot of
you
other games.
You can't use a game genie against death.
Yeah, but I would. But that's what I
clearly
need.
In his death, rules.
Death would catch you halfway through. I can see him. He looks over at the controller.
It was not the controller. It's the giant contraption hanging out of the Nintendo.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Jason.
What is that?
Why does he sound like
about?
Batman?
He sounded a lot like.
I'm Grim Reaper. I'm death.
See, I was going to go with Super Mario Kart, but...
Swear to me!
But Super Mario Kart,
ooh.
There's a...
There's no... Do you know how many people have challenged death to a game of Super Mario
they
Kart?
All
and
think
gonna,
they can beat
he's going to be so good at that game.
The problem is they have that,
he's
like...
beat you with
the
Bowser.
Balancing. Like, you know, when you're in last place, you get all the best power-ups. When you're in first place, you don't. I can see myself crossing the finish line, about to...
Getting a blue shell?
Red shell. No, I ain't no blue shells in Super Mario Kart.
Yeah, you're right, right.
I get red shelled... And then death comes for me, and it's over. That would be rough. But that's the best game. I was the best at that game than any game I ever played.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll use the Game Shark then. Game Genie won't work. I will use the Game Shark.
Of course,
and I will...
you had a Game
Cheater.
Shark.
Tecmo Super Bowl.
You got me.
That's darn right I did, Death.
All right, let's move on.
The Spitballers Draft.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Today's mock draft here on... I can tell the mock draft's about to start because I look around and my two co-hosts, they got their pens out. They're jotting down ideas, both of them simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And our draft today is an idea that came from Diego on Twitter. So thank you, Diego. Today's draft is a simple one, a smelly one, because we are... drafting the worst smells. The worst smells possible. Let your imagination run wild.
Okay.
Man.
I have the first pick.
Congratulations.
And that stinks.
Oh! Oh! Hell yeah!
Yeah, can I have two picks now?
Ooh.
Can I have two picks?
You can have four picks, but they come at the normal spots of the
All right. So, a lot of things to consider. A lot. Look, smells, I think the ones we'll draft are going to be pretty universally bad.
I would say also if you are sitting down for a meal and you're enjoying our podcast right now, you may want to finish that meal before we start talking about
little
of this
stuff. Pause button.
If you're enjoying
go back and
hostess.
Listen to our draft of best smells yes. while you eat that, and then yes. you can come back and tune into this one.
Thank you, Al. Thank you, Al. And you'll be happy to know you did not make the list.
Oh,
so,
well, speak
congratulations.
For yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're still got two other people.
I would say most of these are going to end up universal. Smells are a little bit subjective.
Right.
Certainly.
Some people, I would say the order in which you put bad smells is subjective. You might agree that there are five bad smells, but you might hate
sure.
one more than another.
Some people love the smell of gasoline. Some people hate it. Mm-hmm. Smells are subjective for sure.
I'm going to go with the number one pick of a corpse.
Okay.
All right. So a corpse, animal, human, decomposing flesh, however you want to describe it, a dead decomposing
body. I do have some
body.
Questions.
Okay.
Do have some questions.
Are you calling me smelly?
How many decomposing human bodies have you smelled?
Great question, Mike.
And that is why, see, Mike, you did not catch me. Because
you, I feel like you caught yourself in the middle of it.
No. I said a decomposing corpse, body, flesh. I've smelled plenty of dead animals.
Okay.
I was shocked. We found a dead bird in our backyard. I put it in the trash can. Trash comes in a day. That I'm telling you that the street, there were fire alarms going off by the 24 hours. It smelled so bad. It yeah. is an unfathomably bad smell.
I'm pretty happy you went with that because that was not my number one pick.
That's fine.
Sure.
That's fine. So
now
I'm on
now
the clock.
I'm starting to sweat over here, Mike.
I am on the clock.
Was that one of the two that you wanted to get to you?
No, I didn't. Wait. I didn't have two.
Are you trying to get me to pick your sweat?
Do you like the smell of my sweat?
Not really.
It is one of these.
I will take vomit.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
I will take vomit. It is the worst. There are not many, very many smells that are notorious for getting other people to vomit.
Other than vomit.
But someone else's vomit.
Dead bodies.
But
yes.
I don't think, in fairness, I don't think it's just the smell of vomit that gets people to vomit. It's the whole act. Like, you see someone throwing up.
No, cleaning up vomit. Makes you
some people are more sensitive.
The gag reflex, yeah.
And when my wife and I got married 13 years ago, we made a deal. We said, when we have children, I'm handling snot duties, you handle vomit duties, because I am a sympathetic puker. If I smell it within a mile, I'm gagging.
Yes.
Although I will say that when you have kids, you push through. Something with your kids, you just ignore it. But if another random person throws up...
Jason's cracking his knuckles.
Just so warming up.
I got dead body. You've got
so
vomit, which is a great selection.
Here's
a terrible selection.
Here's my favorite thing. So when I saw, okay, this is it, a lot of ideas come to mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you always want to check, like, what am I forgetting? I do a little Google search. What are some of the worst smells? And on one of these lists, don't worry, guys. I'm not gonna draft this. But one of the known worst smells is boiled urine.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, we need to dive into boiled urine?
Why does it have to be?
I would say we don't need to dive in.
Why does it have? Who discovered?
Who is boiling?
That it smells worse when it's boiled. Like, this is such a known thing. It made a list of like
there's part of me that wants to believe if you boiled it, it would become water and you could drink it.
Well,
like, it would boil the urine away.
Well, here's the thing. Urine is sterile.
Not for long.
But so I'm imagining that someone slipped a one-ski into like a pot that was already on the fryer, and then someone was just like, oh, sweet, I left some water and like water in here, and then they turn it on. How else do you end up with boiled urine?
Guys make macaroni?
That's what I'm saying. What makes a mac and cheese?
So you're not drafting boiled urine.
Boiled
congrats.
This is going to be easy for me because the first two things that came to my mind, I got two picks here. The first thing is other people's farts, right? My farts, they're fantastic. They don't...
Sure.
They're great.
You love your brand.
Other people's farts, I don't want to smell them.
They're bad.
I just went to a little staycation here, and I walked in this elevator.
Oh, come on.
And
yeah.
It was... I don't know if it was one of my kids. I would like to think it wasn't. It probably was. but it was not good. And when I am stuck, you know, in an elevator, sure. in an airplane, in an open room, and I smell your farts, I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it.
Why are you looking at me so intently?
Wanting you to know.
He doesn't enjoy it, Andy.
Yeah, all right.
Respect.
I got the message.
No,
don't fart on you anymore.
The my second thing that came to mind was courtesy of a gentleman at a local
boiled
home,
urine.
at a local Home Depot. Boiled urine. Body odor.
Because yes.
When you are stinky, rancid, haven't showered in a long time, we're talking real BO. I don't know of much that smells worse than that. Like, it's not as common as a fart. Like, a fart, everyone smelled farts all the time because everybody farts. Body odor is not as common. Most people that were around aren't producing crazy body odor. They showered today or at least yesterday. But when you are around bad BO, oh, that could make me vomit. That's just so nasty.
Yeah, and then that would make Mike vomit.
Certainly would.
All right, so you've taken other people's farts. You're making a very clear distinction. Not farts, but other people's farts.
Well, my farts are fantastic.
This isn't best smells. We already did that.
Right. Best smells would be my farts. Worst smells are other people's
and
farts.
And then you're taking BO.
Body odor.
Okay. How does that happen? It's so bizarre that something that smells as bad as a fart
can be enjoyed
by yourself.
You
can enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't enjoy it. It's like a morbid curiosity, right?
Yeah, totally.
100%.
You two are weird, man.
100%.
All right, Mike, you're up.
It's disgusting, and it's just a curiosity.
I will take a porta potty.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because trying to go to the bathroom in a porta potty, it's in Arizona especially. I don't know if everyone has experienced the 100-plus degree porta potty where it is just rotting away in the basin of that thing, but it is horrifying.
That's a tough one because you're saying a porta potty itself.
I think it's understood what I'm talking about. Well, okay, fine. A heavily soiled porta potty.
No. Yeah. I'm not
like, do I have to put
first
that
of all,
in
I'm
there?
Not picking it apart. I'm trying to decide what I'm allowed to pick.
No,
now.
You. So that
I'm picking. I wanted to pick poop.
Yeah. So you can't pick poop because that's the smell in a porta potty.
No, the smell of a porta potty. He's trying to. He wouldn't say. He'd say poop. He's saying porta potty for the all encompassing. Like combo platter, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you take poop, which I'll allow it, you are taking what I have already selected, except like a much milder version of it,
right?
Because a
so
porta potty
diminishing it, so I don't want
to
take
because a poop compared to mounds and mounds of
multiple
of,
people's
you know
poop
what?
Left
Many
in a
don't
hole.
Don't worry about it.
Put it in
don't
a small
worry about
room.
It. I'm gonna go a different direction. I'm gonna go deep cuts.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
I'm doing two deep.
B-side.
I'm gonna go. Well, we'll go with this one first. I'm going to go rotten eggs. Rotten eggs is
atrocious.
I was
between that and porta potty.
Rotten eggs is both the smell of rotten eggs. It's also the smell of, like, what, sulfur, basically?
Yeah.
Gas.
It's sulfur gas. That rotten egg smell.
It's rough.
It's bad. It's real bad. It can kill you in the wrong environment. Number two.
Is that factual information?
100%.
Rotten egg smell can
kill
you?
Sulfur can.
Sulfur gas. Can. Yeah, that smells like rotten eggs. If you're at like a Yellowstone.
Taking, okay, but are you like sulfur isn't rotten eggs. Are you taking rotten eggs?
I'm taking the rotten egg smell.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Which smells like sulfur or vice versa. The second thing I'm taking, I said deep cut, burnt hair.
That's on my list.
Burnt.
Mm. Burnt hair is bad.
Hair is.
Why does it smell so bad?
Indescribably disgusting.
Well, and you know, you go,
and I can't,
that's burnt hair.
I was going to say, I don't know what context I've been around where I'm regularly have smelled burnt hair. It's probably been 3 times in my life. I don't know when or why. It's gross. Burnt hair, final answer.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Well, this is where Mike takes poop. Please just take poop.
Well, no. He's got to have it to put in the porta potty.
But, well, I mean, there is, in fact, poop. Involved in my next pick.
Is this a clean porta potty, like fresh off the line?
He has a brand new porta potty.
The plastic they use.
You can't take the plastic.
Yeah.
I will take sewage.
Okay.
Which is kind of in the porta potty.
Yes, it is definitely in the same realm, but there is a different smell. When you're smelling that backed up sewer, it's a lot different than a porta potty.
That's fine. That's good.
There's also garbage and stuff mixed in there.
Okay.
All right. Look, I am taking people. And by that, what I mean is I've got their farts. I've got their body odor.
All right.
And I'm taking their bad breath.
Yeah, okay.
Halitosis.
Yes, good halitosis Joe with the stinky body odor. Yeah, and he's farting up a storm.
So you don't want to smell people.
I don't want to smell the bad parts of people.
Yeah.
I would love to smell you if you're fresh and clean and
like
have
Mike's porta potty.
Have a nice perfume. Right, like Mike's
My
fresh
pristine.
And clean pristine porta potty. I don't mind the smell of plastic, so that's fine.
I really like the idea of Mike just plastic smells bad. Real
yeah.
bad.
So
all right.
Now to complete
what's your team so far, and then you have one left?
Right now, I've got farts, body odor, and bad breath. I got the stinky people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could complete it with going like stinky feet, really take the whole trifecta.
You really
that
should.
Would be good, actually.
It would be good. That's fine, but I'm not going to
You're
going to
ruin the avatar that you have built?
Now I'm second-guessing myself. Now I'm questioning. Mm-hmm. Let me write this
yeah. no,
out
just
here
put
and
it,
see which one.
Just do an outlier.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Wait, are you doing some abacus first,
yep,
over there?
This one to the left. I'm going to take. I'm going to complete the avatar. I have to do it.
Yes.
I'm going stinky feet.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's the
you know, those are
vote
really bad.
Getter.
Those are real bad. We're not talking the, you know, everyday, you know, little itty bitty stinky feet. When you get.
Yes.
Like
there are people
who have a problem.
They remove their, the second they remove their shoe, you say, sir or madam, I need you to put your shoes back on.
And purchase some odor eaters.
Well, excellent, because that left the pick that I wanted to take, which you certainly could have taken this.
I've got it written down and circled.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see what I wrote
no,
down?
No, I did okay. not. But I'm taking cigarette smoke.
Oh, that's it. So here's the thing with that.
And look, okay, here's a PSA. Smokers, you're free to do your thing. You smell bad. You smell really, really bad, and you don't know that you smell bad.
They know.
No, they don't.
They
don't
have to know.
Here's the funny thing about that is
you become immune to it. They like
if you now this is slightly different, so I'm not discounting it. That's a good pick. My grandfather smoked a pipe.
That's different.
That's
why
great.
I said
best smell
cigarette.
In the world.
Yes,
because and there are people who cigarette smoke. Means like the person that they loved, you know, that smoked.
Good, so. Well, good for them, but
they're stinky friends.
It's rough.
That
man.
was on my
on your list.
No, it was on my original like okay, thinking of ideas. But then I was like, I don't want to lose a smoker vote.
No, that's why I'm saying
me.
I prefaced it with
sure.
I'm not condemning you,
smokers
I'm
out
just
there.
Saying you smell.
Mike has called you stinky.
Carry some Febreze.
Vote for Jason.
What was the one that you found that boiled urine?
Boiled urine. What did you? Let
after
me see
you
what
said
you
that,
oh, okay.
I wanted to look up what other people said after you said that, and there was somebody who said sweaty crotch.
Oh yeah.
That's not one I'm not drafting.
In the business, we call that duck butter.
Oh, we do.
Duck
in, in the business, in the biz, you are in the biz.
That's right.
All right, so far I have a decomposing flesh, I've got rotten eggs, I've got burnt hair, and I've got a decision to make, and it's not going to be sweaty crotch. So, man, it's between two animals.
Okay. Hey, you're the last pick.
He's going to take the one I wanted.
It's either cat pee or dog poop, and I'm going to go cat pee. Huh,
okay. It's real bad. You
cat
are correct.
Cat pee is... so bad that millions of dollars in commercials goes to making
yes.
sure your cat pee gets to the right deodorizing place.
I literally don't know what cat pee smells like because I don't like cats, and I'm not around cats, therefore I'm not around cat pee.
So, yeah, I'm going to close it out there. Jason, you have other people's farts. You have other people's body odor. You have other people's bad breath. You have other people's stinky feet.
Yeah.
The thing about stinky
for
feet.
For you, all of those, they're just great.
Well,
I love my stinky feet.
Your body odor?
Body odor, stinky feet, you don't even have to classify other people. When you
that's
stink,
true.
You
that
know
is,
you
yeah.
stink.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Do. Oh, that's the worst.
Like, well,
I don't enjoy.
If you get a smell of it.
No, like, I don't enjoy, you know, when my pits are smelling, I don't enjoy that. That's not like a fart.
I want you to know.
You don't do the little the
oh,
smell
Oh, sure.
Fee?
Of course I do. There's something wrong with us.
Oh.
You go, oh, that's
it's a little
bad.
Bit of shock.
Oh,
a little
no.
morbid curiosity.
Yes.
Mike has vomit, a porta potty, sewage, and cigarette smoke. I have.
Shout out to wet dog.
And yes, and a skunk.
And yeah. fish, dead fish.
Yeah.
I have two things written down, skunk and fish on mine.
Yeah, ammonia is in the consideration. And then obviously sweaty crotch.
Yeah, I had a gym bag written down as well.
And that boiled urine.
And boiled urine. All right.
What did we learn today?
I learned that people can boil urine. Honestly, well, I genuinely learned that today.
You didn't no, you know that they could?
People.
No, I didn't think it was legally permissible.
Interesting.
I learned that Andy thinks other people should be working on holidays.
Yeah, I learned.
No, happily working on holidays.
Right, that's true. That's true. Happily
carry
working on
carry my meat with a smile.
I learned
Butcher.
That death will allow a game shark, but not a game genie.
Because
you guys did not refute my game shark.
We gave up on you. We knew you were cheating.
I totally forgot to bring it up, but I mean, that's just full-on Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, where they challenge death to multitude of games.
How did it work out?
They beat him. They beat him in Battleship.
Did they have a game shark? They had to have a game shark.
You can't
I
game
know
shark
it.
Battleship?
That's
B12.
Fair. He would try real hard.
I would find a way.
Take a little photo.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.
Hey there, thanks for listening. If you want to support this show, get early access, maybe an ad-free show or two, join thespit.com.
We only make a couple of the episodes ad-free there. You'll get one or two ad-free.
You'll never know which one it's going to be, but it'll be ad-free. And you're supporting the show, and it makes you more handsome. Join thespit.com.